Broadcasted live. Catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.
Ladies, matric results came out, right? Mm-hmm. And for the first time in 2025, of course, the students achieved the highest ever national senior certificate pass rate of 88%. I think we can give them a round of applause. Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Woo! Congratulations. Wild. Now, first things first. Hey, Joby Blonde moments happen. Just 2 seconds, Nana, four. Anywho, now there is a St. John student, mm-hmm. right, who achieved 9 distinctions. Mm. And he wants to go into the arts. Let's have a listen.
My name is Cesar Grille from St. John's College, and I was very privileged to get 9 distinctions with a 9.5 in average. I'm planning to study at Harvard University in August, and part of my reason to go there is because they kind of have a multidisciplinary program, and my interest is to really do a bunch of different things. So I'm not entirely sure of one key thing that I'm interested in at the moment. So being there, I am going to be majoring in the law and politics sort of field of things, just looking at how societies are sort of governed, but also looking at theater and literature, because I'm very much a creative person, and I have enjoyed my time at St. John's, just being on the stage and being an EP, which draws me. So those two sort of fields are definitely like my biggest interest at the moment that I'm looking to explore that side.
Now, social media is going absolutely crazy, right? Mm-hmm. And let me make it personal for me. When I finished matric, mm-hmm. right, I used to idolize Judith Sipuma, right?
Yeah.
And I wanted to be a singer.
Okay.
And I said to my mom, Mama Clay, I really, really want to study music at UCT.
Yeah.
And she was like, You have lost your marbles. There's no way. Yeah. Understand that mm-hmm. my dad was a principal. He was a secretary of education. Mm. So education is huge at home, right?
Yeah.
And my mother was a teacher. Mm. So here I come and I want to study
music.
Yeah.
And she's like, how are you going to survive?
Mm.
You know? The question here, what do we make about children who've done extremely well in matric and then go into the arts? Mbali?
Look, in the context of the clip that actually just played, I mean, I'm not paying so much money as a parent, you know.
Yeah.
St. John's is not cheap, you know. And then my child says, look, I also wanted to be a dancer at some point, immediately after school. But I'm sorry, I'm not paying so much money and investing in a child who gets 9 distinctions to go and study drama. No.
And mind you, hold on. He was accepted at Harvard University.
Mm-hmm.
Harvard mm-hmm. University. Slu?
This is a different breed, B. You know, I think let the boy go and do monologues. Let the boy go and sing. Let the boy do what makes the boy happy. But I also think that we could possibly be looking at it from how we grew up and how, you know, education is our meal ticket out of poverty. Mm. We are breaking generational curses. Maybe the boy doesn't have to do that. So let him sing or whatever that he wants to do in theater. Mbali, the money will come back in ticket sales.
No.
And then you, Wara, what do you think?
It's actually crazy that we're discussing this today after just yesterday we had the topic of lazy youth that have gone to school, that do have degrees and don't have a job. First and foremost, he's still very young. And if he got into Harvard, I'm assuming it is a scholarship of some note. So maybe, you know, it's not on the parents' burden for that. But he's still young enough to go out there, go and explore his dream, and still have time to go back to whatever it is that people think that those 9 distinctions will get him a job in.
Mm.
You know, if he can go for a year, that's great. And maybe he figures out, this is not for me.
Yeah.
He still has those 9 degrees to come back to and then go study something else.
Mm. I also want to say, you know, when people get like, you know, distinctions like 9, 8 distinctions, there's always like a certain expectation, even in society, in terms of the certain career paths that you go to. So the things of going into like music or dance or, you know, drama,
that's
not the expectation because, you know, your parents always feel as if anyone and everyone can do those kind of careers.
Mm.
And you sort of like the special one who's just incredibly smart and is also just as good within the arts.
Yes.
Can I just inform you of something very interesting, right? My nephew studied fine arts.
Mm-hmm.
He's in Canada. He's an art director at an advertising agency.
Mm-hmm.
That boy's got more money than me.
Utra.
Do you understand? So we need to just dispel that notion that going into the arts, like you're going to suffer, my child.
I think it also comes from the fact that, look at where we are, B. We are in Sauda. You know what I mean? So there's still issues around art being respected as a career. Like you were saying, your nephew's in Canada. I mean, come
you
now.
Have to leave.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
There we have it. Are there specific careers that you expected to do pending on the marks that you got in matric? You can send us your voice note on 0636880959 or you can give us a call on 0860000959.
I, it's not necessary, but no, look to a max appraisal, Lumele, when the Ndemulu and the no, Mdona Mira and the Fungians. Doesn't matter when the acting, where did air, where chiver, we choreograph, millions of them lions. I'll be locked Dala Luchi, Mdona's a front to be lawyer or be doctor, Managuena, a Ozana to be you, Mdona Mirange.
Interesting.
Good morning, ladies. I don't think there's anything wrong with a young gentleman. Congratulations to him, by the way, to want to go study at Harvard University in the arts. You know, education back then and now, it's not the same. You know, people are making it so big in the arts. We have people like our Tyler, our Black Coffee, you know, people are making it really big and the entertainment is growing, you know. I believe that he will excel in whatever it is that he wants to go do in Harvard.
And interestingly, love, there are those that say that the arts is not a career, it's a hobby.
You know, Linda, I'm going to music. I'm going to play this call. They refused. But music, I'm going to play the piano. And then I had to go to maybe change and something else. But still, I'm going to play the piano. I know how to play. I play the songs and is recorded, released, and where I was playing and other things and zile good music. Although in Yasabenza, yes, but you know, but last but not sekaya, they allowed her which I funda music. So it's one of those which maybe get an catch. I don't know abazali bebatabangano. But you can't limit Mdwana. You can't say I'm not paying this much school fees for you to go into the arts. What if they make it big in that in Guleo art or Guleo field? When a boy pegele pants in Jomzani. So you and the Guleo of Nayanze, maybe you know they're not gonna even make it or not gonna find a job like yesterday we discussed. So it's one of those things which allow Mdwana to become what they want to be and no ungapili imbiloya court.
Yeah, imagine if they don't make it. You're the anger that shall be experienced by the parents.
Hey, family. Guys, let's think about the nation. Some of the decisions that we take must also reflect to the community that we come from. I mean, how do you take somebody on a 9 distinctions to be an actor or whatever, if ungenza in art, whereas he can contribute largely in improving South Africa? That proved that this kid is very intelligent, is very smart, and he should be utilized in fully for the benefit of the country, to develop the country, and not waste the talent we are trying.
But then why are we looking down on the arts?
In fact, it's not even just the arts. There's also other careers that people look at and think, you don't have to be so smart for that. And we must be very careful, because then it means we are perpetuating classism.
Yes.
We are saying that people in certain careers don't have to be so smart, or you don't have to put in as much effort.
At
the end
it.
Of the day, it's a career, it's a job.
You know, it's so funny. Yeah. I've got friends that will say, Chomi, but you just talk.
Really?
You
do
just
I?
Talk. And
okay.
I'm like, wow.
Mm. Morning, ladies. Minenga yisho abazali, let's support what they want. As long as education lapho bathana basikhathi, let's support them. I'm one of them wabantwana. When I grow up, my auntie choose my first career. Hey, 3 years young being miserable because at home they say, when you do care, you right, you're suitable for this, and I go for it. 3 years young being miserable. Thank God I have a chance to change and do what I want. So let's support into by funayo. By the school and by feeling a great word, but niggas are results are righty. Ufungenza in support. That's all. And make sense. We on a piece with Ibe, he learned of Fuba, you and Lens of Antonaba miserable. Utolumut, oh, he nes, watch it so lengthy. Say, I asked Chow Talapia when I was on an initially one. So, yeah, let's support them. Less, yeah, sometimes I'm a decision are hard for us, but it's better to support them and they do the right thing. That's all. Then Mutata, I say, I choose your Kali Lokshin, Nasakubeg in the Mastadua.
Don't make children frustrated, guys.
Aye, this thing, as much as I want to respect the boy's decision, no, I can't. The boy is a genius. The boy is a genius. Aga Sevenzi said that art is his hobby. No, we need more geniuses in this world. I mean, come on. I mean, if he passed in maths and science, no, we need that mind. The world needs those mind. He's a genius. He needs to use his mind to the right places. But not art. Come on. I got to see art as a hobby for now. I got to create things. We need more scientists in this world. Mathematicians. We need more mind. Come on.
What if he is an artistic genius?
You know what? Malapaha tswane, malapaha legan. You can tell that this boy comes from a family where they like, just go study and then you can do what you want. Versus a family that says, go study and then uloba doctor and then ukhurise badaba kohenu. You understand what I'm saying? So he gets to live his life the way that he wants to. And that's exactly what he's chosen to do. Whereas in some families, some kids don't have a choice because they have little sisters and brothers to look after. And that's sad, eh? That's sad that kids can't do what they want because they now need to think of their family's background and who's going to take care of this and who's going to be paying the fees. He doesn't have to worry about that. He's okay. Look at the school fees that he was paying there. So he's okay. He doesn't have to plow back to the family.
Black tax.
And another thing, Bunolo, that I want to say is that matriculants, be appreciative of the marks that you got, guys. I know with my nephew, uthole ama distinction ay 4, but wakwati ukuthi akatholanga ama distinction ay 8. I'm like, guys, A B is better than A D. And if he didn't pass this year, it's not the end of the world.
And you know the interesting part is that when you do get to university, it's not like you're going to be asking each other, so Jimmy, like, how many distinctions did you get? We are all on the same playing field when we get there.
I think you can study anything, you know, be it law, be it BA education, and then after that, and then maybe in the side, if he's got energy, he can do the arts on the side, but have something to fall back on. You know, the arts industry is unpredictable.
Yo, if there's any word or sentence that I absolutely hate, it's that. You must have something to fall back on. Yo, my mother used to say that to me. But no, no way. You need to have something to fall back on. But I'm like, Mom, but I'm good at what I do.
Nah, I don't think Batsadi ba ba na le problem. And also look at the likes of Bob Black Coffee Boman. He's doing well and also studying about body music, about the embodying. Guys, no children are and tona body artists or body in. But about prosper, so let the boy be.
Let the children be.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.